oil futures started the week higher. Darrell Peel says the seasonal low may be in for most classes of feeder cattle. Coming up on your Cattle Current Market Update with Wes Ishmael. Howdy to all, this is Wes Ishmael with your Cattle Current Market Update for Monday night and Tuesday morning, the 12th of November. Cattle futures firmed and gained on Monday, supported by currently positive fundamentals that include seasonal strength for wholesale beef values and cash fed cattle prices. Live cattle futures closed an average of 56 cents higher, while feeder cattle futures closed an average of 92 cents higher across a range of 57 cents to $1.25 higher. Wholesale beef values were weak on choice and firm on select, with light to moderate demand and light offerings, according to the Agricultural Marketing Service. Choice box beef cutout value was 53 cents lower Monday afternoon at $238.59 a hundredweight. Select was 43 cents higher at $213.69. Corn futures closed 4 cents lower through July of 20 and then mostly 2 cents lower. Soybean futures closed 10 to 14 cents lower through November of 20 and then 5 to 9 cents lower. Calves and feeders sold mixed but mainly steady to higher at the weekly Monday auctions monitored by Cattle Current. At Joplin Regional Stockyards in Missouri, steers weighing less than 700 pounds sold steady and then steady to $4 higher at heavier weights. Heifers weighing less than 650 pounds sold $3 to $5 lower, but unevenly steady at heavier weights. There were 6,931 head on offer. Lower undertones were noted for weaned steer calves at the Winter Livestock Special at Pratt, Kansas, with 3,209 head on hand. Higher undertones were noted for heifer calves. Yearling feeder steers sold $6 to $8 higher at Sioux Falls Regional in South Dakota, while yearling feeder heifers sold $2 to $4 higher. There are 2,692 head on offer. Finally, steers sold $4 higher at Tri-State Livestock Auction in McCook, Nebraska, where there are 2,110 head. The exception was $4 lower for steers weighing 500 to 600 pounds. Heifers there traded $8 to $16 higher. Major U.S. financial indices closed marginally mixed on Monday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed 10 points higher, the S&P 500 closed 6 points lower, and the NASDAQ was down 11 points. Prices for most weight classes of feeder cattle increased last week, suggesting that the last week of October may have been the seasonal low, says Darrell Peel, Extension Livestock Marketing Specialist at Oklahoma State University. However, he adds that cold weather this week may dampen demand and could pressure prices a bit more, as large numbers in the fall run will likely continue for another couple of weeks. In his weekly market comments, Peel explains price patterns are typical for the time of year in Oklahoma, with prices per hundredweight decreasing sharply from 400 to 600 pounds and prices largely being unchanged at weights from 600 to 800 pounds. According to Peel, current price patterns suggest marketing considerations for both cow-calf sellers and stocker buyers. For example, he says the value of additional weight for retained wean calves depends on the weaning weight of the animal and the amount of additional weight planned. At 450 pounds, for instance, Peel explains the value of 50 pounds of weight gain is only $34 a head, but the value of 50 additional pounds for a steer weighing 550 pounds at weaning is $46 a head. With current price patterns, the value per pound of additional weight is higher as more weight is added, Peel says. He adds, although current prices can account for price changes over the time it takes to add additional weight, current price patterns provide information about potential value relative to additional costs to add weight. That's your Cattle Current Market Update for Monday night and Tuesday morning, the 12th of November. You can find more at www.cattlecurrent.com. This is Wes Ishmael. Thanks for listening.